This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Babs Gray, and do men ever run errands? Maybe that's their problem.
I'm Brandy Posey, and dads love to tell you what house they're going to die in.
I'm Tess Barker, and due to the fact that I tried to buy adult groceries at Trader Joe's, I am now the proud owner of dill pickle mustard and several assorted crackers and dips.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Barbara, Brandy, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. That's kind of our, yeah, we do our own little music. You guys don't know, but we have our prep music going on in the background during the theme song.
Yeah. Do you guys do morning music?
No.
No.
I come into the cold, dead world with nothing.
I want to hear the world around me slowly dying for the first hour of my day.
May I recommend Fleetwood Mac instead?
Oh, that's a good call.
I love to put on Fleetwood Mac and just make some eggs, make some coffee. It just puts you in a good mood.
I'm just like lazy. I don't know what it is. I don't insert music enough into my life. I think I get lazy about it or something. Mm. Or I think because it's associated with my phone. I tend to go for not looking at my phone over, even if it involves just putting on, like, I'd rather just put it over there. You know what I mean?
Gotcha. I usually listen to a podcast on my walk with Jack in the morning. Like, there's something I'm, like, catching up on.
Right.
Yeah, Sean likes to do that. Yeah. I'm like, more podcast for me is an afternoon game. I need to ease into speech.
See, I think I flop it. I think music will, like, wake me back up. So I'm like, that's when I'll be like, all right, let's kick it.
Right. But you're like, for now, you're like, cram some info into my head when I wake up. By the way, it's a very special guest today. Us.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
we are very special.
Yeah.
You know what?
I'm just going
to
say it.
Great. It's good to see us. It's always good to see us. I love it.
It is.
Brandy and I are kind of matching today.
Yeah, exactly. We have a similar
color.
We got
some flannels.
There's some nice fall vibes happening, I think. That it's overcast in Los Angeles, which feels like weather for those that don't live here. It's nice.
Yes.
Yes, there's a spooky mist.
Yeah.
Few people that don't live in Southern California know about the June gloom, which actually starts in May.
I didn't really know what it was, I don't think, until I moved here.
It's just for like May and June, this kind of just fog settles over the city.
But it burns off at like 1 p.m. It's like a morning.
Right. It's just like, it's kind of like half the day, beginning of the day, a little gray, foggy. And it doesn't feel like, I mean, I'm sure it's bad for your throat or something, but it doesn't feel like that. It just feels kind of, like a mistiness.
I kind of like it. It's like nice to, you can go for walks during the day and not feel like you need to be wearing like a ton of sunscreen or get sweaty or anything.
Yeah, I'm a fan. Morning.
Yeah.
Justifies my jackets for another month or two.
Yes, exactly. Yes, exactly. Oh, I love a jacket. We love to layer.
Wait, when I say jacket, what jacket do you think of? Like, do you have like one that is like your...
Honestly, I just think of my jean jacket, so that's not really exciting.
Yeah, okay. I don't have one, and I would like to.
Are you going to say I reject them because you want warm weather?
That too, and that's probably why I don't have one. Like, I think I don't know if I've talked about it. I've probably talked about it on here, but like... I hate how I dress for cold weather. Like, I don't know how to look cute when it's cold. Like, all I do, I just put on everything.
Yeah.
All of your clothing at
all
once.
Of my clothing is very, like, it's no rhyme or reason. I don't know how you look put together and warm at the same time.
You just dress like a vacation Bible school game. I feel like that's, like,
yeah,
those, like, putting on a million different layers is very, like, we're all going to get to know each other and wear all our clothes. Yeah, yeah.
I remember doing a talent show as an adult not that long ago, mm-hmm, where I decided my talent was going to be, I wanted to sing, but I was like, I can't just sing. So I also just put on as many clothes of mine as I could at the same time. it was fun. And, like, yeah, everyone, you just can't help but look super silly in it. It's a great, it's like Mad Libs. It kind of is tale as old as time. Like, yeah, it doesn't get old.
Evergreen. I used to do that with my mom's high heels before my feet were big enough. Now I've far outpaced my mom in foot size. But before my feet were big enough to fit in her high heels, I would put on like 30 pairs of socks and then go to a party in her high heels.
Nice. I love that you're just really hot, sweaty feet while wearing like a crop top and or whatever.
In like third grade. Yeah.
Like chicken cutlets before your feet.
Yes.
I wanted to shout out, because I think that if you're not a Patreon member, you probably should be. Mm-hmm. We haven't talked about it on here for a second, but we've got a lot of really good stuff over there. And, you know, there's a lot of people who have listened. We've been around for 10 freaking years, oh my God, you guys. Mm-hmm. 10 stinking freaking years.
Stinking freaking. Yeah. Finger
Lincoln.
Yeah.
Finger licking good.
Finger licking good years.
We've licked all of our fingers. We've licked all 10 fingers into the microphone.
We have. And we've gone through the pages of our diary. I don't know what I'm saying. But so anyway, what I'm saying is we've got a lot of good stuff out there. We've recorded lots of fun stuff, lots of silly challenges and good bonus episodes and all that stuff. And, you know, if the show is something that you enjoy, then, you know, it would be awesome if you wanted to support us in that way. So go to patreon.com/ladytolady to see what all those cool benefits are.
And because Brandy mentioned the dog walk pod, mm-hmm, I want to shout out, we do Beef of the Weeks every Friday, which is perfect dog walk length.
Perfect. A perfect dog walk length. Yeah. Yeah. They're about 10 minutes each. And, you know, it's us saying some shit on there that we don't say on the regular feed.
Yes, we should say that the bonus content is mostly stuff that we don't want out on the free feed. So
yeah,
you are getting some secrets over there. All right. Yeah. We will dish them out for you.
Yeah, yes, exactly. The boyfriends are not allowed to subscribe to it.
So. Well, actually, mine is subscribed.
Is he a $10?
No, he's five. He's five. Okay. He gets Beef of the Week, so he doesn't get. Or wait, no, he gets the other one. Bonus. He gets the bonus. So
he's such a good supporter.
I know he is. He listens every week. So it's ridiculous.
Hi, Adam. Than Barbara's boyfriend. Then you need to become a $10 a month. Really, really.
If you've been listening long enough, you probably do. So, yeah, that's all. I just wanted to shout again. When we ask our guests if they have any special projects, I just wanted to shout us out first.
I like that. Yes. Let's plug ourselves. Let's butt plug ourselves.
Yeah, hey. I wanted to butt plug something. This reminds me. Okay, well, we can talk about, we all just got back from a trip to Mexico for our friend Lampy's wedding, friend of the show, and it was super fun. But I just side note, reminded me, one of the small thing compared to all the things that happened, but I had to leave my lube there.
Oh, no. Over 4 ounces?
It was just too, like, it was spilling too much. I didn't have anything for it to be in. And I was like, this is expensive and there's more left, but I'm going to have to leave this one on the field.
Oh, you didn't want the TSA to find a greasy Ziploc bag full of lube in your bag?
I don't want this to explode over all of my stuff. Like, it does. Yeah, that was the problem. It didn't have proper baggage, you know, in my baggage.
You know, that's something that maybe this exists, but I just upgraded our travel bag. Mm-hmm. It's real cute. It's real organized. But my shampoo now twice has like burst open in the flight. Like the pressure makes it burst open. Any suggestions, any tips, ladies?
I think you just have to fill it not to capacity, which is tough because I need a lot of product, so I don't know. But I think you have to give it a little bit of room to
Give it a little room.
Yeah, because it's going to expand.
Oh. But it happens to me no matter what. I'm not doing that. So, okay. You know.
But at least I know that's why it's happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the pressure. Yeah.
I like those. There's like a lot of the travel size ones now that are like kind of a rubbery with a plastic top. So they're kind of like not a hard bottle. Mm. Those I've never had.
Those are better. Yeah. Those little like squishy ones are a little bit better.
Yeah. Those don't explode on me. At least they haven't yet. We'll see.
But yeah, let's talk. I mean, besides that, that's not the most exciting things we have to say.
No.
Oh, really? Okay.
That trip. Yeah, we. It was a gorgeous like resort in Playa del Carmen. It was so pretty. I've never been to Mexico or anything, and
no,
it was
same.
Just like, and you know, so it's the Caribbean Sea, and so it was so warm and like. Unfortunately, there was a lot of seaweed, so there wasn't a lot of places to actually swim in the water. Did you guys ever get in? Because I know some people like got in further. Well, I got in, but I didn't go like swim.
I did the snorkel expedition where we went out to the coral reef, and yeah, great swimming. Awesome. Got to swim with tortoises and manta rays. They weren't stingrays, thank God.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know because like they just dropped us off and like the water was just this crazy, beautiful, perfect, clear turquoise. Like,
oh my God.
Fucking fairy tale. But they drop us off to snorkel. And so we're looking out and we're like tripping out on all these fish. And it's so cool. Cause I mean, it feels just very trippy. Like you feel like you're in outer space or something going through the coral reefs.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
And then I was swimming next to Sean and this giant ass manta ray that was as long as him came swimming probably a foot below him, like right below him. And we are the Steve Irwin generation. Of course.
Yeah. Right.
So I was like totally freaking out, but I didn't want to freak out the manta ray. But then I looked around and other people weren't freaked out. And then more of them kind of came and were swimming with us. And apparently Brandy told me when I came back that they don't have stingers. But
yeah, mantas don't have stingers.
Can you tell the difference between them or no?
The mantas are the huge, huge, huge ones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. They're the ones that get super big.
Right.
Cool.
I guess I didn't think like, obviously, yeah, because I think you had said stingrays, and I was like, cool. I didn't even think about it.
It was scary. But then the tortoises that I swam with, I had like the coolest experience swimming with a tortoise. He was straight up flirting with me. Like, hey. I came up on this sea tortoise. Is it turtle or tortoise that swim in the ocean?
I think it's sea turtle.
Turtle? Okay.
Yeah.
So I came up on this turtle, and he was so fucking cute. He looked like something out of Finding Nemo. The biggest, like, most expressive eyes. Skin that looks like it's made out of a mosaic. Also giant, huge. And he comes like gracefully swimming up to me. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm going to give you your space. No, he comes up to me and looks at me and literally is like tripping out on me.
Whoa.
And we just started like swimming together in the water.
Oh my God.
It was so fun.
Oh, that rules.
Yeah. It was really cool.
That is amazing. And then Brandy, tell us about like the caves you went to because those looked crazy.
Oh yeah. I did this super cool like hidden cenote cave tour that I found on Airbnb, and it was just me and my boyfriend Rick and our tour guide. And our tour guide was like one of those like Anthony Bourdain type people. Ooh. That you just come across, and he was
that's
amazing.
Awesome.
He was this dude. He was like,
and I would say like that can either be very good or very bad. So a good Anthony Bourdain is your.
What's a bad Anthony Bourdain?
I just met someone who wants to be him,
This guy like actually like. The whole vibe. He felt ancient, but then at one point he said his favorite band was Arcade Fire, and I was like, oh, weird. You are a person.
You are mortal.
You are mortal. But he's from France originally, but he's like lived in like 10 different countries all over the world. He speaks like 3 or 4 different languages, and he's been living in like this hut in the jungle basically because he wants to give tours of this cave because he just like has fallen in love with it so much. So he lives in a hut next to another man who that guy's job all day is just he just roasts chicken for like 24 hours a day. So he like makes you lunch like in the forest, like when you come out back out of the jungle. So we had like the best meal that I had was like sitting at this table with like these two cats and this dog just like, we're jungle animals. Hey, do you have some chicken for us? But it's this really cool, like, I learned that in Mexico there's the cenotes, which is like the mouth of the cave, and then you go inside the cave, and they all exist in Mexico because the asteroid that was the big responsible for killing all the dinosaurs, when that hit in northern Mexico, it sent cracks all through the limestone in the Yucatan Peninsula. And over the last 66 million years, that's where the cave system comes from.
Whoa.
Because it's just because of that asteroid hitting the Earth, which is so cool. And like the Mayans, like they found them, and that is the reason that they stopped being a nomadic people and actually settled, because they found that, like, these caves all contain fresh water,
right.
And that's, like, how they were able to stay in one place. And this tour guide, he was so amazing. I'm going to do a bad French accent. He kept being like, and because they stopped here, they looked at the sky, and they would see that the stars and the moon would move, and they started charting it because they weren't moving anymore. And that is how we get astronomy. If we had not stopped, if we had not found the cenotes, then we would not have astronomy. We would not have the concept of zero. We would not have mathematics. He was so amazing. And then he was also just like, he kept being like, and people attribute this to God, but I think it's about science and survival, and that makes it more beautiful. And I was like, oh, it's cool. And he's like, I hope you are not offended. And I was like, no, it's cool. I'm on feeling what you're feeling. And he's like, I'm no, I did not apologize though, because I will say what I believe, and I am not sorry.
I love him.
Me too. I was just sitting, me and Rick were just sitting in this cave, just like, you're my new favorite person. I love that you're just, and he's like crouching down, because like the only trees in the jungle that can make it through the limestone are the ficus trees. So what they do is they put their roots can like actually get the water, and they pull it up to the surface of the rest of the jungle. And then he was like, how do you think the other trees get the water? And I was like, oh, they take it from the tree. And he goes, yes. Yes, thank you for saying taking it. Some people say the ficus tree shares with the jungle. Those are Disney people. It made me laugh.
Oh, this guy is great.
He was so good. He was just like, no, this tree, it is a parasitic relationship, and that is how we all survive on this planet.
Damn.
He was just this amazing scientist yelling at roots in a cave. And
that's perfect. That's a perfect outing.
Yeah, it was amazing. And then this cave was like, it was like all lit up, and we got to go swimming like in the middle of this just crazy color.
I mean, it looked nuts because, yeah, so all the colors coming through were just cascading this like rainbow along all the
stalactites and stalagmites. Yeah.
Stalactites, I just remember, they have to be tight to come from the ceiling.
Mm-hmm. And those things, like, for people that have been in caves, they always say don't touch it, because, like, a stalactite coming from the ceiling, it takes 100 years for it to grow an inch. And for the stalagmites coming from the floor, it takes 500 years to grow an inch. Like, so it's like you're looking at, like, such.
So you're swimming around in them, like, above and below them, basically?
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, it was insane. And it was just, like, yeah, you're swimming in, like, a form of ancient that, like, we can't. Like, you know, comprehend.
No, yeah.
And it's just so cool to be like, oh, I am but a
moment. I am nothing.
I am but a moment here. Thank you for the reminder. Thank you for the reminder.
Just
put Twitter away for a second and just remember.
Right, right. I don't need to be getting involved in a Twitter beef when these
I'm not even an inch of stalactite.
Yeah, exactly. It was just like so extreme. I love, it was one of the best tours I've ever gotten in my life. If anybody's ever near
Playa
del Carmen, my dude G, one phenomenal. Could not recommend it more.
Wow,
that is great. Yeah. So we all had like out adventures. We went to some cenotes, some other ones. We were all jumping off of a cliff, and that was super fun into the water. I wasn't sure if I was gonna do. How far was that up from the water?
I think like 20-25 feet.
It was definitely pretty high.
Yeah.
My
concern is always that the water's not going to be deep enough. So I felt okay after he was like, it's super deep there. You can jump. I was like, okay. Yeah.
Right.
Like,
right.
Yeah. But
I think we've all read like a million. I feel like all Reader's Digest stories when I was a kid were like, somebody jumped into water they couldn't see and then they broke their neck. Like I feel like I read that story so many times as a child.
Maybe that's why I like jumping off things, because I didn't read Reader's Digest.
It was like a big 90s cautionary.
A lot of cautionary tales in there. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, it was crazy. I was shocked at how scared I was on that edge. Like, I was like, ooh, because I was like, yeah, cool, it's gonna be fine, 25 feet. And then you walk up, and then this weird, I guess it's an instinct kicks in.
Right. That one.
That thing, yeah. Like, we feel it so rarely, I think, in like modern society, that when you do feel like that kick in, you're like, wait, what's this feeling?
I have a fear of heights, and like, it's a very specific feeling. It's like my knees kind of buckle, and like, I just get this like tightness in my chest or whatever. But I mean, I'm kind of shocked I did it, because I was just like, I don't know. But yeah, knowing it was that far down, I was just like, whatever. There's so many people doing it. It makes you, it's not like one of those things where it's like only one or two daredevils are doing it.
Exactly.
So felt like this is safe.
Yeah.
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 But my tits did slap the water, and it hurt really bad.
Oh. Yikes. Yeah, I could see that being pretty painful.
Yeah, yeah, that was not fun.
The second time I did it, I think I like instinctively put out my arms or whatever, and I got my the under part of my arms like slapped really hard.
Yeah. I heard a couple of real belly flops coming off of it.
I know. You could really hear some people like, shh. And then the friggin' wedding was gorgeous. It was crazy on the beach.
Incredible.
She walked down the aisle to a Bruce Springsteen song.
I keep thinking about that. That is, I absolutely lost it. Like, Jan, her dog, came down to a Bruce Springsteen song as well. Yeah, and she was just so beautiful. She, like, and so she had the two, her, you know, her uncle and her good friend who were walking her down the aisle. She kissed them each on the cheek, and it was just like this super choreographed, like, beautiful theater. It was, she's the one, the Bruce Springsteen song, she's the one. I'm going to cry thinking about it. It was so amazing. And then she just did these, like, pirouettes or chenets down the aisle and then ended up at the altar, and it was incredible.
Yeah, it was, really it was right on the beach, and their friend Jess did the ceremony. But then it was funny because there would just be randos walking behind. There was just a guy like on his phone walking, talking, and I was like, "What are you fucking doing?" I wanted to murder him.
Could you look around and just see like, what else is happening?
My favorite literally thing, look up
the Federales.
Oh yeah, the Federale.
Oh yes, oh my god.
With like the
these guys in like they're like in full what
tactical
is it called?
Gear.
Tactical gear. Mm-hmm. Just like drove by and like waved.
Flashy peace sign.
Oh my like, god. Oh man. I forgot about that. And unfortunately, personally for me, that's when my story started to diverge from everyone else.
I was wondering when it hit. Yeah.
It hit while I was up there.
While you were up there?
Like, yeah, I started getting sick. So I got, I think food poisoning, I'm pretty sure. And I was one of the bridesmaids, so I was, you know, standing up there. Mm-hmm. And midway through, I was like, something feels wrong. It's just like, and so is, you know, that feeling when you like are about to get sick but you're just like panicking and you're like, it's not that, it's not that. So you know, you're just like deny. So I was just sitting there like, no, this is can't be that, that's there's no way. And so I just was like, and then I'm like, when is it going to be over? When is it going to be over?
Oh, just, no.
And then we had to take photos, and I was like, we need to take these photos quickly.
Oh, no.
I mean, and so we, like, took a few, and then I went and, like, was sick. And then, I came back and, you know, sat through dinner and stuff and made it to my speech.
Your speech was incredible.
You did a great job.
Yeah.
Thank you. I was like white knuckling because I was like, I want to give this speech so bad, you know. Mm-hmm. And I planned the stupid parody song thing, which thank you. The advice to have other people come up and do it was
great.
The perfect thing. But like, I was literally, there's some photos of me at the table that are so funny because I'm just so like straining and like
I was so worried about you because I was sitting next to you and I knew you had to give this speech and I was just like you didn't seem to be doing well.
No, I was not doing great. And everyone's like getting drunk and like having fun. I was just like, it's gonna be okay. And then I gave my speech and I had fun and then I came back and Tess was like, you Michael Jordan the shit out of that. That was your she was like, that was your Michael Jordan flu game. You just flu game.
I was so impressed. You were like on death's door. And then you got up and you were like at the fucking Friars Club. Like, you were just gave this amazing speech with like quips and you led the whole song thing. And like, it was like a totally different person.
You guys know how it is. Like when you're sick and you get up to perform and it all of a sudden goes away for a second, even though it's going to come back.
Your
like
body tightens
for some
up.
Reason, you're just like the adrenaline just totally takes it out for a second. It's just crazy. But it would have been funny if I'd thrown up.
I mean, I can think of no better blessing for Aaron and Kevin's wedding than you having diarrhea in front of all of their friends and family. It would have,
especially because Aaron's so scared of throwing up, and she always talks about diarrhea. So either one of those would have been appropriate for.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my gosh.
But yeah, then there was a huge dance party, and It was just funny because for me, it was like living through a personal hell because I was still trying to, I was trying to rally so hard. I was like, I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be okay. I just need to like chill. And so I was sitting by the pool, listening to the DJ going fucking crazy because he was playing 20 seconds of each song and he was playing the big songs too early. And I was like, it was just a really funny, like, and everyone's having fun and dancing. Course, and they don't give a shit about that, you know, but I'm like, it was just a funny, like, oh God, all my friends are dancing and this guy's doing the wrong things and I can't do anything.
You didn't have diarrhea. DJ Aunt Lisa had diarrhea.
DJ Aunt Lisa got very ill. Yeah.
She had anxiety. Yeah.
She had to eat her own shit.
I was drenched in sweat. I don't think I stopped dancing for more. I would like, I kept trying to go get a sip of water. And like, there's one video that our friend Amber took that like, I was like, I need to take a break and get a sip of water. And then I was at the bar and I Wanna Dance with Somebody came on, which is the song I requested. It's my favorite dance song
best,
of all time.
Best dance song ever.
Best dance song ever. And so I was talking to Sean and one of our other friends and I like mid-sentence, I was like, I gotta go. And then I just hauled ass out to the dance floor and Amber has this like hilarious video of everyone dancing. And then I just like seamlessly slide onto the floor and like hit the accent right at the
Yeah, she has this like pop of just like, hey! It was great. Oh my God.
It was perfection. It was perfection.
You're feeling better now, though. That's the important thing.
I am, but I'm still recovering, honestly. Like, I'm not 100%. It really took me out. So it was just a weird, it was like a fever dream of being like FOMO, like the most FOMO you could ever have in your life. Yeah. Like, in a cat, like, knowing. And like everyone that you love is like in the distance.
I think you should have let it rip. I think you should have just hit the dance floor and spun in a circle and just
really gone for it. Honestly, at that point, might as well have. But I mean, whatever. It is what it is. I still was incredible. And,
yeah,
you know,
it was a great trip. It was super fun. Adam was very sweet. I kept being like, how's she doing? And he'd be like, well, I'm going to go check on her. He just was very cute.
I know. He got drunk enough to go dance by himself, which I was very excited about.
Yeah, he was in the pool after party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was in the mix. He was in the mix.
Yeah.
Okay, we should go, but tell your pharmacy story.
I have a story/possibly offer or announcement. So I was my hairdresser had told me when you go, because he knew I wanted to do Latisse, and he was like, oh, when you go to Mexico, go to the pharmacy, they have it there, it's way cheaper than getting it here in the States. And so you guys know I was bragging to everyone about it. I was like, I'm gonna be getting some low cost Latisse, if anyone wants in, let me know. And we took a special field trip to the pharmacy, and they hand me this stuff called, like, started with an L, it's like Luminera or something, and I was like, oh, maybe that's just like generic Latisse. Sounds good. Because my phone didn't have
Latisse adjacent.
It was like in the size of a dropper box, so I was like,
yeah.
All right. Yeah, sure. And then because it's like a medicine you have to take for multiple months, I was like, well, I better stock up. I'll get at least a 4-month supply. So I dropped $200 on what I think is Latisse. Come home to the States to begin my Latisse routine. Open the box. It's a dropper. And I've tried Latisse before and it uses like a brush. I'm like, where the fuck is the brush for this thing? So I read the pamphlet and realize that what I've actually purchased is 4 months worth of glaucoma medicine.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, at least you're going to have really good eyesight now.
Am I if I don't have glaucoma?
No, I don't. So, it won't do anything.
So I want to put this out there. I know how expensive drugs are. If you or someone you love needs 4 months worth of glaucoma medicine, is on me. I'll send it to you for free. I would love to see it go to a good home.
This is adjacent to the when you had a giant thing of MSG you needed to get rid of.
And I sent it to a listener.
You did.
Yeah.
So you heard it here first, everybody. Get your glaucoma medicine only on Lady to Lady. Special fire sale of $0 if you need glaucoma medicine. You are loved with. Someone will need it. Someone needs it.
We have
so,
more
hey.
Listeners. I'm like, someone has someone. Drugs are expensive. If it was $50 there, who knows how much it is here? So
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So I still want Latisse though.
Damn, that sucks. Did you say Latisse to them and they weren't sure or what? Yeah.
No, there was no like, what? It was just like, Latisse? Yeah, here you go. And and the reason I went into, because there's a bunch of pharmacies, that's also really, you go into these pharmacies and like, it's, they are like, looking, we got a special going on Xanax. You want 3 for $4? 3 for $4? You know, like, it's crazy. And in this pharmacy, like, they had written, in each pharmacy, they kind of have written like what drugs they have. And Latisse was one of the drugs at this pharmacy.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
That's so annoying.
I know.
One of my favorite moments was when we went into, to do our like outing. One guy just goes, "Hey, come back and I'll rip you off." I was like, gotta admire it, you know?
No respect.
I love that.
Respect. I kept saying like, because they kept trying to offer you like a tequila and stuff. And I was like, no, soy sabria. And like the look of disgust I got from several men in Mexico who were like, no.
They're like, but you still drink tequila, right? That's.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's not even alcohol. What are you talking about?
Yeah. It was so funny. It's like, I love saying this to people.
Hilarious.
I wish we could have like a collage of all the faces right after.
Oh, man. Horrified that I would say such a thing. One guy goes, really? It's like,
you're like, no, I'm fucking making it up. What?
Yeah, yes.
Why would I? Yeah. I did, when we went into town to do the pharmacy, I bought this like macrame thing that while I was paying for it, the guy in Spanish offered to sell me weed. And in Spanish back, I was like, oh no. I was like, I have way more weed than I can smoke before I get back on my flight, but thank you.
How was it rolling out your Spanish there?
It was fun.
It seemed like you were crushing it.
Yeah, it was really fun. Yeah, I got compliments from the bartender on the last night. He's like, your Spanish is really good.
Thank you.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, you want to take us out, Tess?
Yeah.
Take you. Adios.
We'll be back in un momento, everybody.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
We're going to play This or That, which we have a brand new theme song for here.
This or that. This or that. This or that.
Wow, wasn't that great? We haven't recorded it yet, but we will have by the time you hear it, and it'll be amazing.
And we know it's your new favorite bop. If you want to do a cover of it, feel free to send it.
Yeah, if you want to do a bop cover of that, any of our theme songs, we always love to hear those.
I love the covers.
Yeah, they make me very happy.
That was one cool touch during the wedding. The dinner, they had a cover playlist, which was really cool.
Yeah, I loved
that. I like that.
It was lovely. Yeah, it was a nice fun, warm up for the cool DM's touch. Party. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so everyone, popcorn or candy? We're going in deep.
Yeah.
Well, here's my question. When you say candy, what candy pops in your guys' head?
Well, movie candy. What movie candy do you get?
Oh, I'm like,
movie candy. Okay.
Oh, I see. Junior Mints all day.
Yeah, Junior Mints.
Yeah, that's probably. I would say Junior Mints, or the first candy that came to mind, just because it's the candy I associate with popcorn for some reason, is peanut M&Ms, because sometimes you mix them in there, you know?
Yeah. It's a good mix.
It's a perfect mix. Great textures. So much to play with. I'm a huge peanut M&M person. I don't know why I don't usually get them at the movies, because at the movies I get Junior Mints or Reese's Pieces. Or, if you can't already tell, I'm candy all the way. Or... Sour Patch Kids. Great movie candy.
Oh, that's a good call. Mm-hmm. I think because I feel like those are somewhat in my head reserved for movie time, and peanut M&Ms are like a, more often just in life.
Yeah. Candy. Yeah. If I feel like I need a Snickers, but I want something more fun and flirty.
Exactly. You can definitely excuse candy or peanut M&Ms as like a healthy snack.
It's a meal. Yeah. There's protein in them.
But I'm popcorn for sure. It's like the Dos Equis. I don't always do candy, but I always do popcorn. That's not a good. Yeah. Whatever
your,
that was.
What's your, do you, are you a big, fill it with butter? Like, what's your.
You know what? Honestly, what I do, I guess I should, I mean, I can't say both, but I always get a kid's meal because it's the perfect amount of everything.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, that's a good tip because you get a little soda.
It is nice.
Yeah, it's like less than $10. You get the perfect amount of popcorn, a tiny soda, like a fruit snack thing. Sometimes they do give you like a regular actual candy, though. But I feel like that's just the right amount of stuff because like I can go to town on popcorn and I will feel ill, you know, if allowed. If I'm allowed more.
My thing with popcorn, so I'm in kind of a fortunate situation because I'm candy and Sean is popcorn. So
and then I remember we get from your vows,
Yeah.
That's how you make it work. That's how you make it work, everybody.
That's the key to success. So I will do like a little of his popcorn and he does a little of my candy. But my I can't go all popcorn because I get anxious about the popcorn to soda ratio because I can't have popcorn left and no soda.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I know. Then you get, But then you also like don't want to drink too much soda because then you're going to have to pee for the last 20 minutes of the movie.
Yes.
It's a massive conundrum.
Yes.
I wish.
Oh my God. I just had a flashback, just, like, you guys, of that. Oh my God. I just remember when I went to see, oh my God, this ice skating movie.
Tanya?
No. When we were kids. The Cutting Edge.
Cutting Edge. I saw that movie.
Me too. At the Thousand Oaks Mall. And, you know, the end where they go to the big competition and nail it. It's very suspenseful. I had to pee so bad for that whole part, but I was not going to miss their big, routine.
Of course not.
And I finally got out of the theater. I'm, like, barely, like, jiggling my way to the bathroom, and I almost made it into the toilet. Like, I peed, like... like, 6 inches away.
Yeah. What did you do? So you were, like, out... You were in the stall?
I was in the stall. Like, I took my pants off, and my body just couldn't...
Yeah. I hate when your body knows that you're closer because it ramps up and you're like, just chill, just stay down here.
Please, please, please. I need the extra 2 seconds. I need it so badly.
I was, when I was like, our other friend, Whitney's Adam was like, oh, you're going to shit your pants? And I was like, actually, yes, I am. And I had my jumpsuit on and I was like undoing it. Like,
I forgot you were wearing a jumpsuit.
I was like trying to undo it.
Yeah.
Anyway, good times.
Are you going to shit your pants?
Yeah. No, he was very classic Adam. Wait, did you answer? Are you candy or popcorn?
Ready? Oh, I'm candy all the way. Yeah. I'm a big candy person. I mean, Rick is a popcorn guy, but I only want a little bit. I kind of just want it to balance.
The same. I love it, but I just like can't overdo it or else I won't like it and I want to still like it.
Lord knows there's room for some savory stuff in the movie snacks.
Of course.
Popcorn is, I mean, it's a classic for a reason, you know, and you smell it. You got to have a little.
Yeah.
I remember seeing Stephen Merchant do stand up like a long time ago at Largo, and he has this whole bit about how I guess they don't really eat popcorn at like in UK theaters. I don't think it's as much of a thing there.
Tell me they don't have giant troughs of food to shove into their gullets while they're sitting still for 2 hours.
They have fish and chips, popcorn.
Got it.
But no, it was just he had a really funny bit about like how weird it is that we do that, and like it never occurred to me. And like I still don't think it is, but his view on it was I was like, I guess it is kind of weird that we're just like a full on like must be eating constantly during
entertain
this.
Entertain me in every orifice.
All of my pores must be thrilled.
Yeah. It's the same when you go to a baseball game. It's like sensation.
Just chasing it, baby. That's so funny.
We know who we are, you know?
Yeah, no, 100%. Oh, yeah. I mean, like, I love a beach town because then you can eat a giant chunk of fried bread looking at the vastness of the ocean in front of you. Don't give me a treat, though.
I need a treat.
Yeah.
Just a little something.
Mm-hmm. Yum, yum, yum.
Okay. Saints or taints?
What is this one?
Saints or taints? I mean, saints are part of the Catholic Church, and I'm not religious.
Yeah, I was like, I don't really like either of these things.
Yeah, this is a tricky one in that regard.
I mean, I guess, like, there's some I think the concept of like saints is kind of cool. Like it's like weird and
right.
metal. Like it's, yeah. it's cool, and I like that it's more like folk god based. Is what it kind of
right.
feels
like.
Right,
feels kind of Greek god esque.
Yeah, it's where the Catholic Church really shows off how pagan it is.
Yes,
yeah, exactly. yeah, yeah, yeah. I enjoy yeah, yeah. some yeah mm-hmm. some fairy tales and stuff. So,
oh yeah,
sure, But yeah. when I think of saints, I think of St. Patrick's Day, which I do. I like thinking of my Irish heritage and like mm-hmm. the cool stuff about St. Patrick's Day, you know, yeah, but yeah. Not the mm-hmm. shitty, not men barfing.
Yeah.
Only women can barf. Yeah.
I had a psychic one time tell me that St. Raphael, who's the saint of good travel, watches over me. So whenever he fucks something up, I'm always like, hey, Raph. How dare
what
you?
What the fuck, dude?
What the fuck, man? So I'm like, I love to yell maybe, at him, so I appreciate that.
Maybe you need to get like a little metal door when you're traveling.
That might not be a bad idea.
Or a little
idea.
Statue for your luggage.
Yeah.
I remember, I don't know why, when I did that Ulster Project thing when I was a teenager with like the kids from Northern Ireland, mm-hmm. the kid that I dated, Petey, mm-hmm. had a little saint around his neck.
Cute. Or what's adorable. The one that people there's one that people bury upside down in their yard when they want to sell their house?
Oh, it's hold on.
Anthony, I want to
Saint
guess?
Zillow?
Yeah, yeah.
yeah,
I know.
Yeah, I could do with learning about the saints. But the Catholic church
Saint
can
Joseph.
Such it's a big dong.
Saint Joseph. Yeah,
it's a little Saint Joseph that you bury.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean yeah.
But taints.
Taints.
I will say
hands.
This. I forget if I read about this in Jenna Jameson's book, mm-hmm. which I really recommend, actually. But taints have their place in the sexual world.
I was going to say, I think they're supposed to be pretty sensitive.
They are. Yeah.
I appreciate them keeping the pussy and the asshole separate as well.
They have their place on our
they
bodies.
Have their place on our bodies, and taints are
I am
real.
Glad that there's, yeah.
Taints are real? Saints.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Saint taint, maybe that's a thing.
Saint taint.
Is that merch that we shouldn't make at all?
I only pray to one god, Saint Taint.
Yeah. It's a fun band name for some kids that are working out some divorced parents.
we're Saint Taint.
We're here to wipe the floor with you.
I think, nevertheless, I will choose Saint because when I think of saints, I think of St. Peter's Square in Rome, or I guess technically the Vatican, which is one of my favorite places in the world. And specifically, St. Peter's Square is like really, it's obviously as Catholic as it gets, so has that not going for it. But really awe-inspiring and cool and beautiful place. And like they have, you stand in the middle, and it's this giant, giant piazza, and there's just statues of, I think, every saint. Like going around
the
border of it. So I'll do it for those statues. I'll choose Saint.
And I'll do it also for Saint Bernard's because big fan.
Yes. I mean, Beethoven movie series was a huge deal. I will actually, I'm going to choose Charles Grodin, I think is my answer.
Good choice.
I think that is my answer. Saint Charles Grodin.
Great. He keeps his taint very clean. So
I'd believe it. I'd believe it. And to all the people out there wondering, you know, keep your taint clean. It goes a long way.
Yeah. Just a PSA
just
from us to you.
Think about. Yeah.
Okay. Massage or facial? I feel like I've only gotten like two facials ever. So I have less experience with them. So I'm going to go massage because that's I feel like it costs a little bit less and I'm getting more for my money.
Yeah. I almost always choose massage because I think it's for that reason. Like, I feel like you do feel like you're getting more bang for your buck because it's, like, more geography that they're working with. Mm-hmm. And I, like, just love massages so much that the idea of not getting one is, like, how could I? But I will say I also have not gotten a lot of facials, but the ones that I've gotten, I am like, oh, that was like probably just as relaxing as a massage because they do work your muscles. Mm-hmm. Like you do feel super relaxed after a facial.
Yeah, that part is nice. I guess I also, every time I get a facial, I'm always like, I should be doing this more often, I guess, too.
I know, that's the problem with facials. It's a very, like, upkeep thing that, you know, you could really be like, I should probably do this, like, once a month, but, like, who the fuck can afford that? Yeah.
Yeah, can we just talk about how expensive it is to be hot?
It's insane. Oh, getting a spray tan, the spray tan was, I loved, but I was like, oh, this is all the shit you have to do. And like, I got a pedicure. I don't ever do that kind of shit. And I was just like, just doing it once, I was like, this is so expensive. How the fuck does everyone do this all the time?
No, it's so expensive. And it makes, unfortunately, a world of difference.
It does. I hate it. I hate it.
Yeah. I know, when you see people in like the second or third season of a show just get super hot.
Yeah, like, and you're like, right. Yeah. There
got
it is.
They've got a line item happening now.
Yeah, and like facials give me the same, I definitely, since I don't have a lot of experience being in salons and going, I have like a little bit of a phobia because I feel dumb, kind of, you know what I mean? Like I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing, and I have like, you know, really dry skin, and I'm sure I don't take as good care of as I need to. So every time I go in, they're always like, what the fuck have you been doing? Basically, that's kind of the general response I get whenever I go into like some kind of beauty thing.
Well, I think we've been traumatized by being nail biters, and then like,
no,
like,
for real,
like, that'll happen. And I'm like, oh, don't say that about all my other shit too.
No, exactly. Like when I go to get my nails done, I have extreme anxiety because, like, you know, I've been made fun of before. So it's just kind of like, it's always the massage. I feel like I know, and it's not. You know, that's all the same shit. They see everybody's butts and stuff, but the other stuff is scarier.
When you guys get a massage, because I get that when I get a massage, too. Like, I often, they'll be like, you are, like, really tense. Yeah, like, a lot of times they'll be like, I mean, the reason I have my computer set up the way I do is because a masseuse in Sedona told me
this is such a test.
After my massage, he like drew me a diagram of how my desk needs to be set up because he's like, I can tell by the way your muscles are that you're just like hunched over on your couch with your laptop. Whoa. And I was like, I am.
Yeah. I am. Like 1,000%.
Glad you see me like that. Great.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. I go massage because then it's like, I feel like I get more out of it too. Like,
I mean, a facial is amazing, but you're like, it's a whole body aspect of the massage. It's hard to be.
It's really hard to be
relaxed. And also I feel like it's like, they do say, oh, you're really tense, but I feel like I would rather you're like, I'm tense because I'm stressed than, oh, your face is looking like shit.
Right, exactly.
I'm gonna go massage, but as always,
knots in my shoulders.
Yeah. Just my soul is looking like shit. Just like my being. Yeah. I feel like my muscular system is like, you know, in the Little Mermaid, where Ursula lives. It's not the sea eels, but the like little.
You mean the little muscle things?
Yeah.
Yes.
I feel like that's what's going on in my muscular system.
Oh my god!
It's full of poor, unfortunate souls.
But I mean, even now it's a tough decision because I love them both, but I will go massage.
Okay fair. If you guys have any of this or that you want us to do, send them in to us. We'd love to do them.
Or let us know what your answers are and how right we are or how wrong we are.
Yeah.
Find us all this
tell us we're wrong.
You guys should have chosen taints. What the fuck is the matter with you?
We're going to get some very intense emails from one person about choosing taints.
That might happen.
Taint no thing. Taint no thing.
All right, everybody. We'll be back in a second. Woohoo. Hey, everybody, we're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
We're going to do some lady problems. If you want to send us a lady problem, you can email us at ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com, or you can give us a call at 323-6-BUT-30. Yes, you will have to dial those letters out onto the phone.
Lady problems. Lady problems. Lady problems. Do Do you have them? Lady problems. Do you have them? People have them.
Hi, ladies. I have a lady problem. So I guess it goes back 6 years at this point. My mom's sister, her only sister, they're like BFFs. She doesn't love like me so much at this point. So I am not the best me. She lent me her minivan my senior year of college and my car broke down and I smoked weed in it all semester and wasn't in the best shape when I gave it back to her. So she wasn't thrilled about that and I wasn't really upfront about it. And prior to that, she had gotten me an internship at her like company and had done all these great things. Like she was like a really great aunt. So that was a really shit move on my part. And since then, I haven't like been great. And we still like have things at her house, like holidays. I live pretty close to her and I don't see her very often, which is like weird because I grew up seeing her all the time. Anyway, so I don't know what to do at this point. I don't know if I should be like, hey, I'm sorry I sucked in the past, but like, I'm 27, like, I'm sorry I, like, was a shithead in my early 20s, but, like, hi, I would like to, I don't know, what do I say? Anyway, you guys are great, and, I don't know, you guys are great aunts, so can you help me? Thanks.
Oh, I mean, look, what is a van given to a niece in college but to be smoked weed in? Like, if you don't have that expectation of some
it's
kind.
A van. Of course you were going to smoke pot in it. Yeah, but I get that. It does sound like, yeah, she hooked you up in other ways. And you were just young and,
yeah,
been yeah. there. Yeah, yeah,
young
yeah.
and wild, it's happened.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like it'd be like, you know, if you want this relationship to be a relationship, like, I think maybe it's being proactive and being like, hey, take her out to dinner. Like, maybe not talk about that directly, but just try to reestablish things. If you've never apologized for that, I think it is worth saying something.
Yeah. I mean, I honestly think she has the right idea. It's yeah. like, mm-hmm. hey, let me just be straight up about, yes. you know, I feel bad about some stuff when I was a young, dumb kid. And I'm sorry about that. And I love you. And I want to see you more.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, exactly what you already said.
I would love, yeah. you know, if like, yeah, if I was older and had a niece like your age who said that to me, of course she's going to be like, oh my yeah. God, I'm so happy.
Yeah.
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 Exactly. Like you're an adult now too. And I think, yeah, part of that is like, yeah, resetting that stage with them to be like, look, I'm an adult. Look, this is what an immature thing that I've just done too.
Right. And yeah. how fun that like now you can be friends as adults and, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah. And are you like in a position now where maybe there's something you could do to hook her up? Like, can you take her out to lunch or like do something that shows like, hey, I really appreciate everything you've done for me. I'm a little bit older now. Now I'm in a position where,
yeah,
I'm at least a little bit more independent and mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's so easy for stuff, especially in family, to like go for years and years. And you do think like, oh, maybe it's not worth bringing up. But the fact that you're thinking about it means, I think, that. Mm-hmm. To you, it means something. And then maybe to her, it does mean something, too. So I feel like, honestly, it sounds like one of those things where you could very easily go a long way with just that acknowledging it. And you guys are both going to, like, have a sigh of relief and be like, oh, thank God that's behind us. We acknowledged it. And now we can, like, move forward.
Yeah, totally. Like, just get through that, like, initial. It is going to be kind of like, it's a little bit of an uncomfortable conversation, but not even really, like, because it's in the past. Like, just say it. Reset. Yeah.
And yeah, you didn't, you know, don't be too hard on yourself. We've all done stuff that we feel bad about like that, like mm-hmm. treated things, you know, not the best that we were given or something like that. So you're a human being, like you were a young kid. Don't be super harsh on yourself about that. No. It happens. Like nobody got hurt. Everyone's fine. It's not the end of the world, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I think like, yeah, like a thank you and like, showing her a lot of gratitude for like all that mm-hmm. she has done in your life too, I think will help reset that a lot. But
yeah, yeah. She's gonna be so stoked that you're taking yeah. these steps, like I swear.
1000%.
Yeah. Maybe like set, I mean, maybe set like a, have like a set date like once a month or something with her, or be like, hey, let's, if you really want to make sure that like that relationship is like the two of you too, like be like, yeah, hey, let's have something on the books.
As an aunt, mm-hmm. I think some of the best aunt niece activities are mani-pedis. Mm-hmm. And brunch. I'm training my nieces now for that because we're always going to do that.
Oh, you know what? Also, I will say, just a shout out, if you want to get her a cool gift, we do have socks from Lady to Lady that say, of course I'm wearing novelty socks. I'm an aunt. Mm-hmm. And then they have Lady to Lady on them. And they're actually discounted right now. They're half off. So if you look up Pod Swag Lady to Lady, give her some aunt socks. And really. tell her, you know, for your favorite aunts to her, we say hi.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good luck.
Good luck.
How it goes.
Auntie to auntie, good luck.
Mm-hmm. All right, what else we got?
5 years ago, my boyfriend and I got invited to an engagement for his childhood best friend that he hasn't seen since he was 6 years old. But it kind of still made sense because their moms are still friends, but we've been kind of distance from them because the mom is kind of like a QAnon anti-vaxxer, like full on crazy person. So anyway, at this engagement party 5 years ago, my boyfriend got asked to be the best man and was basically guilted into saying yes because he's a good person. And we figured that this guy probably doesn't have any other friends and wanted to do him a solid. So that was weird enough. But now it's 5 years later, they're actually planning the wedding and haven't talked to them at all in this 5 years. Like, they've made no effort. They're planning the wedding. It's supposed to be this summer. They dropped off bridal party boxes the other day. An invitation for me to be a bridesmaid for a girl that I met once 5 years ago. I literally don't even remember her name. So basically, we don't want to go to this wedding because it's just gotten so out of hand, awkward, but we don't know how to get out of it. So looking for your advice on how to back out of this weird ass wedding, because it's just weird and we don't want to go. Anyway, love you all. And help me. Bye.
Oh my God.
Ooh.
I wish you could see our faces during voicemail.
This is insane.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard. The fact that, I don't know about you guys, but what really stuck for me was the boxes. It's like, you guys made like a little dumb gift to ask someone who you don't know to be your bridesmaid.
I mean, of course, that makes sense, actually, because it's like you have to like have a presentation since you don't know them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but every sentence you said got crazier.
That is tough. I mean, just know that you're completely in the right position to not want to go to this wedding and to not go. So just know that you are correct.
I mean, if they're not people that you talk to ever or have a relationship with,
I think
in this situation you lie.
I think you lie.
I think so too. 1,000%. I would make something up. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a family trip. Family reunion that weekend.
Really important work meeting. What else? Minor surgery is always a great lie.
Make something.
Cruise. To
jury duty.
Somewhere. Jury duty.
You won a vacation somewhere, and then you guys just go on vacation instead.
Your timeshare has to be used that weekend.
Yeah. Ooh, and then I think you do cut them a check. I think you send them a card with a check.
Send a gift.
Yeah. And call it a day.
But he's the best man. How do
I know.
Man, the logic doesn't apply, so it's hard to know, like, it makes you feel crazy because you're like, oh, but none of this should have happened.
Yeah, right. This is not a logical issue to approach.
And I'm feeling bad for this couple too, because like, oh my God,
I am too, but like, friends,
but like, it's not your problem. It's not your problem.
No. And the devil in me is like, oh, go through with it, because I'm curious. Because I think that's the comedian in me being duh, I want to know what happens, you know, it's not worth all the time and energy that's going to be involved, obviously, with. No. Because if you're just going to the wedding, that's one thing. But having to do all the extra stuff is a whole other thing.
Yeah.
I think, you just need to come up with an excuse that gets you out of the whole shebang. And
I mean, one excuse, I know that for in our wedding, one of Sean's groomsmen, his wife, who I'm close with, was in a wedding that same weekend, so she couldn't come. Totally understood that. So maybe you, I can't believe this is happening, but I'm actually already the maid of honor in a different wedding.
It is wedding season, hardcore. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lots of people are getting married because, you know, they're coming out of lockdown and stuff like that. So, hey, yeah. That is definitely a valid excuse. You know, just go silent on social media that weekend. Don't post anything and then just bloop, you're safe.
Yeah. Or if you want to be a total psychopath, have you and your husband dress up in cute outfits.
Yes.
Take a selfie. Hashtag so happy for you, Smith Johnsons.
Yeah. I mean, I think that would be really funny.
Find another wedding hashtag that's already going on that weekend. Photoshop yourself in to those pictures.
Yeah. I mean, you'd probably be closer to those people than you are to this lady. So
a thousand. Honestly, yeah. Yes, you would be.
That is so, because who was coming to the wedding? Like, if this is
my thought, is this just like a, are
you guys just like showing up to Denny's or something? Like, what is the wedding situation?
Happening? And we haven't even addressed the 5-year engagement.
5 years. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I'll give you, I guess I could see that beat for COVID. Okay, yeah. So maybe they probably were planning on doing it and then it got canceled or something.
That's still 3 years. I mean, okay, COVID, but like that's still 3 years and then COVID.
Yeah.
I mean, and I guess
they haven't talked to them once in 5 years and they're coming back to be like, okay,
that's
bananas.
Wild.
I mean, I wouldn't. That is so crazy.
It's totally, it's out of hand. It would be as if, this woman surprised you with like tickets for a girl's trip.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, what? I don't know. And you had to spend the whole weekend with her and you don't know her. Like,
that is so bananas.
Yeah.
Garth also Garth agrees. Hates
it. Yes, Garth is like, get out of there. Get out of it. Get out of it. It's true.
That is, wow. That's
it's really wild.
I want to know everything about this couple now.
Yeah. I don't think they will take it well, and I am sorry, but you also need to get out of it.
Yeah.
Because you're also never going to see them again, so.
No, you already don't ever see them.
You already don't talk to them, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think.
I think
have a lie, and then if they push back, be like, look, I'm sorry, I have a better relationship with whatever the thing you're saying is.
I'm sorry, we don't fucking know each other.
We don't know each other.
What do you want from me? Yeah. I'm not about to spend a bunch of money to fucking hang out with you. Like, what the fuck?
Well, and it sounds like your boyfriend's mom doesn't really want to be friends with this other mom that much anymore anyway. So hopefully that'll just like, you know, this will be a good break for them as well. The moms can have a break because, oh, your horrible son and his horrible girlfriend.
That is not your responsibility.
No, it's not. No. I'm saying it's a good thing for the mom.
It gives her
the break too.
Yeah.
You guys, they can just think you guys are all shitty people and go on and have their weird friendless life.
And you know, this happened, the wedding we just went to, one of the bridesmaids couldn't make it because she ended up having to take too much time off work to like take care of family members.
Yeah.
And that was legit, you know, it was like, shit does happen. People can't fucking make it to weddings. They're a big commitment.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I actually had quite a few people that couldn't come to my wedding that were going to other weddings. Like, that's totally common. But I don't think, the world's always.
You got this.
Just bust out your best lie.
Yeah.
Wow. Please let us know if there's any updates because I am fascinated by these people.
100%. I really want to know.
I would watch a reality show about this couple. I'm just going to say it. If you can pitch them as a reality TV show.
I want to write a play about them. Like,
maybe they know. They're just like, this will be, I want, we.
Yeah, maybe they just make people do weird social experiments so they can see what people do.
They're like, we actually like invited 10 different people to be our maids of honor that we don't even know to see what would happen.
Instead of married at first sight, it's maid of honor at first sight. That's actually a good show. That's actually a good show.
Yeah, see? People I don't want to hang out with make great reality TV.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Good luck. Let us know what happens. I'm so curious.
Yeah, seriously.
Wow.
Well, guys, where can they find you? Us
guys,
online?
Where can they find us online? They can find us here. Mm-hmm. Where you're listening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We got- and there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We got Zoom shows first Sunday of every month. Total blast. And I will say, if you use social media and you don't follow us, follow us. Those numbers do matter.
Give us a friggin' follow. They do
matter quite a bit, and they are helpful. So
give us a follow. Yeah, follow our Instagram, Lady to Lady Comedy. We've got fun stuff going on over there, and follow our individual Twitters and Instagrams. We're always posting stuff, and we all perform too. So we're always doing live shows, individual stand-up shows that we post our dates. It means so much when you come out and see us in person. We love to see you. So check out and see if we're coming to your town soon, or if you want us to come out to your town, let us know, because we all love to travel and do stand-up.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. We're reachable, baby. Come hang out. And if you do yell at our lady problems as we're answering them, we post them on our Instagram every week. So come in and
yeah, if you want to go yell at that, go post yell at it under the Instagram comment.
Yeah. Go there and comment what you would do instead.
I can't wait to see people's responses for this one.
Oh my gosh, truly unhinged behavior.
Well, that's us, everybody.
All right. Have a good one. Talk to y'all later.
Bye.
Bye.
3, 2, 3, 6 but 30.
It's 6 but 30 somewhere.
Hi, ladies. I just want to tell you, I watched the new Batman the other day, and all I could think of is Paul Dano collects teeth. Like, literally every time I saw him on the screen, I was like, Paul Dano collects teeth. To the point where I even said it to my fiance, I go, Paul Dano collects teeth. And he was like, he does?
Hi, so I've never done anything like this before, like calling into a podcast, but I was listening to your most recent episode, Better Than Moulin Rouge, and I just couldn't take it anymore with everyone saying they didn't know the lyrics to the theme song, because I feel like they're pretty clear, but I don't know. My husband hears me say, I'm going to go get Taco Bell at the front door, and he hears I'm going to go water plant. So who knows? But anyway, this is what I hear. We got Barbara Brandy, and of course there's Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby. It's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Lady to lady, lady to lady. Bum, 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 bum. Hope this wasn't too embarrassing, but you guys are awesome. Have a great day. Bye.
Lady to Lady is produced by Katie Levine.
Get tons of bonus content, discounted tickets for live shows, and lots more at patreon.com/ladytolady.
Follow us on Instagram @lady2ladycomedy and give your input on lady problems and get info about upcoming live shows.
And hey, don't forget to follow our individual accounts on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok @BabsGray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker.
Follow Lady to Lady on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen so you don't miss an episode.
If you like what you hear, you can rate and review the show.
Visit exactlyrightstore.com to purchase Lady to Lady merch.